Brad Radio, 95.9 The Rat. It's the Ramones. Here you go. Today's No Sweat News gears you up for the No Sweat News quiz on Friday morning for Interrupters tickets.
Yeah, man. May 13th at the Stone Pony, baby.
Here you go. Just a reminder, you can eat your Christmas tree. Yummy. say who? Yeah. A couple of years back, we all pointed and laughed when a cookbook came out on Amazon by someone in the United Kingdom who, this is late stage veganism, if you ask me, how to eat your Christmas tree. And it featured a bunch of recipes on what you could do with your Christmas tree, your natural, actual tree.
Okay.
Instead of, you know, dumping it at the beach for being, for dune erosion reasons, or just dumping it on the side of the road somewhere.
This just sounds so off.
Apparently now it's picking up steam.
It is? What?
People are, I don't know if maybe a publicist somewhere has gotten this out, out and about again, but if you, now, let me ask you this. I've been to bars who make their own gin and use pine needles and other berries and spices and stuff.
Really?
In the gin.
I mean, isn't that going to cut up your throat or what? What do they melt it down or something?
They just like any sort of process, they would put the needles in and then sift them out before they put it in your glass.
Oh.
There's a little ornament floating as a garnish or something.
I mean, it just sounds a little strange.
Yeah. But apparently the needles themselves can be used like rosemary or bay leaves in recipes and are a good source of vitamin C.
Hmm.
Yeah, so there you go.
Eating a tree.
Yeah, apparently.
And your Christmas tree. Like, you know, like pictures of grandma were just hanging up on that thing.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, four days ago.
Yeah, and now you're eating
I'm eating it. Yeah. For dinner.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You might want to take off the lights before you start.
Take the lights off. That's probably a good idea.
There's something quasi-Jeffrey Dahmer about this.
It's a little bit weird.
The more I think about it. It's not, you're not full-on eating a person, but even eating a Christmas tree is a little...
It's a little weird, no question. Like, you can use wood as skewers on kebabs.
Oh, that's... I love kebabs. Oh,
and
then, yeah.
And people do this all the time. They use, like, cedar wood, and the cedar helps flavor the stuff on the kebab.
Yes.
Well, why not... Why not a Christmas tree branch?
Right.
I mean...
But don't you get the sap all over your hands? I know when sometimes you're putting up the ornaments, you get all the sap on your hands.
I don't know, man. Maybe this is just inflation talking. People are so broke, they're eating their house plants.
Also, one other problem. I know when I am done with my Christmas tree that a couple of the bulbs fell and there's a few hooks just dangling on that tree. I think if you're, you know, somehow melting down your tree and eating it as stew, you're going to be eating some hooks, metal hooks as well.
You got to undecorate it very carefully.
I just think that there's just too many red flags.
I know Uncle Eddie would love it.
Yeah. It's got to be rough coming out. It's got to be a little prickly coming out.
Basically, you do have to be driving like a Winnebago in order to be eating a Christmas tree.
Pass me the tux pads. I'm about to pass the Christmas tree.
Save me some of that water at the base to wash this down.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. All right. Dateline, Florida, capital of the No Sweat News for story number two. We're off to a good start in Florida. Two people in Florida, a guy and a girl, called 911 to ask for help moving the stuff they just stole from a house.
Okay. Wait. They called to help move the stuff they stole from the house.
They got a call from a couple who didn't say anything on the phone, so they traced the call and showed up. And when they showed up, the female thief said, yeah, we called 911 to ask for your help to move the stuff that we were taking from this house. I don't know what kind of meth they're selling in Florida these days.
Good kind.
I would like to stay away from that.
The strong kind.
Wow.
Oof.
Well, you get confused sometimes when you're a criminal, the hot sun, and as you pointed out, probably the drug use.
Yeah, the meth really has a big part to do with that.
Probably.
How about we stop in Louisiana, because this week in Louisiana, a new law took effect that requires people to verify their age with state ID before they can watch adult movies online.
What?
In order to go to Pornhub in Louisiana, you have to type in your driver's license number.
Okay, no. What the?
Yeah, I ain't doing that.
It's a way to keep anyone without a driver's license, i.e. people under a certain age, from accessing content.
Right. No, thank you.
But
don't give your driver's license number to any single website.
Especially a porn one.
Pornhub.
Especially anything X-rated. Just in general.
I like to be mailing you flyers.
That's something you just don't show with anyone except for a police officer.
Seriously.
It's the only person you show your driver's license
Next time I get pulled over in Louisiana and they ask me, do you know why I pulled you over? I'd be like, geez, I hope it's not that Pornhub I was watching.
Is it the porn?
Right.
That's the No Sweat News for today. We'll catch you tomorrow for three more stories and Friday for the No Sweat News quiz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.